This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. How are you? Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Wayne Allen Root in the war room, deep in the bowels of Wayne Manor, in a country I call Trump Land. And it's for good reason I call it Trump Land. Donald Trump keeps doing all the great things. God, every time I meet somebody who says they're a conservative or they're a libertarian and they don't like Donald Trump and Donald Trump's not a great president, I want to clock them in the face. I'm like, are you an idiot? How could you be better than Donald Trump? Could you get better results than Trump? Really? Try it. Try facing the entire world, the entire deep state, the entire globalist world, the entire communist world, the George Soros of the world, the Tom Steyers of the world, billions of dollars spent to defeat you, maybe trillions spent to defeat you, every leader in the world hating you, every union hating you, every lobbyist hating you, every lawyer hating you. You got to be every government bureaucrat hating you, standing in your way. Do you know what's like to be Donald Trump and what great things he's done despite that fact? Here's a great article that sums up how bad it is. Here's treason. This gal should be hung. She's got to be hung. This is the death penalty. Former State Department official under Trump tells China to quit negotiating until Trump is removed in 2020. These are deep state traitors who've got to be hung or put in prison in isolation for the rest of their life. Can you imagine a Paul Manafort who did relatively nothing is in isolation? They stick a Mueller in isolation till he's a madman. He's crazy and he's probably sitting there eating his own poop. That's how bad it is to sit in isolation all day. That's what they did to Paul Manafort. What did Paul Manafort do to me? To America? I don't know. He didn't do anything to me. But this woman committed treason against the President and the United States of America. Susan Thornton, the former acting assistant secretary of state in the Trump administration, told her Beijing audience to stop negotiating until President Trump is removed from office in 2020. How is that not treason? Explain to me how that's not treason. Until July of 18, she was the acting assistant secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs at the Department of State and led East Asia policymaking amid crises with North Korea, escalating trade tensions with China, and a fast-changing international environment. And she told a gathering in Shanghai, so that is a crime, by the way, off American soil, bad-mouthing and going against the interests of America and the President of the United States is a crime. But I believe it rises to treason. She told them, the audience on Wednesday in Shanghai, she hoped a trade deal between the U.S. and China could be concluded by next month, but the reality is it would take a while for China to talk about cooperation again. Thornton, who in 20 years rose to become the U.S. State Department's chief negotiator for East Asian Pacific Affairs, said, I want to be optimistic. Her 27-year career in Washington ended in July. She said, I tell all our foreign counterparts they should keep steady, keep their head down, and wait. They should try not to let anything change dramatically. If this skeptical attitude towards taking diplomacy continues in this administration, you might have to wait till another administration, Thornton said in an event held by the National Committee of the U.S.-China Relations and Shanghai's American Chamber. Now, here's been my theory from day one. First of all, many Democrats, I repeat, are on the take from the Mexican drug cartels. And that's just one enemy of the United States. There are others on the take from Russia. There are others on the take from China. There are others on the take from Ukraine. There's others on the take from the UK. There might be some on the take from Canada, from Mexico. Whatever they can do to ruin our deals and cut the worst deals possible for the American taxpayer, and then if the American taxpayer loses $1 trillion over a 10-year period, nobody notices that. You don't notice it on your tax bill. You don't notice it in your bank account. You don't notice it in your wallet. You don't notice it in your pocketbook. But someone might get one half of 1% for making sure it was a bad deal for you. And that could be this woman, Susan Thornton. Maybe she's made $1 billion in a Swiss bank account by making sure the U.S.-China trade deal is a bad deal. Do you understand how bad these people are? That's treason. Just like John Kerry committed treason, negotiating with Iran when he had nothing to do with the United States government. It was in direct conflict with President Trump's wishes. And these are the people being let in the United States. Here's another great story. Islamist Somali war criminal is in the United States after marrying a Somali woman guilty of naturalization fraud. Now, this is coming up on the two-year anniversary of Laura Loomer being banned from Uber and Lyft for calling out their habit of employing dangerous Islamists. A new CNN report, Laura Loomer on our show yesterday, friend of the show, a new CNN report confirms a brutal Somali Muslim war criminal has been outed as an Uber pro-diamond driver. Loomer was called a bigot and racist relentlessly by the mainstream media and out-left leftists who said she was unfairly targeting Muslims. Turns out Loomer was yet again correct and was on the forefront, accurately chastising Uber and Lyft for hiring dangerous Islamists. In 2016, it was reported that Youssef Abdi Ali was deported by Canada and had been living a posh lifestyle in Alexandria, Virginia suburbs for 20 years. Even more concerning, the war criminal who committed atrocities during Somali civil war was discovered to have been working at the Dulles International Airport. Yes, a Somali Muslim war criminal with Islamist ties was allowed to operate openly in one of the airports located in our nation's capital. Pamela Geller examined some of Ali's more brutal acts in a post published yesterday about the Islamist shocking past. His past was detailed in a documentary by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that featured eyewitnesses in northern Somalia who described killings allegedly committed under the direction of Ali, also known as Colonel 2K. One witness in that documentary said two men were caught tied to a tree, oil poured on them, and they were burnt alive. I saw it with my own eyes. I cut away their remains. Another witness in the same village said he caught my brother, tied him to a military vehicle, and grabbed him behind, shredded him to pieces. That's how he died. When asked, did you see Tuka do that with your own eyes? Yes, and there are many people around who saw it as well. Ali bragged to the media about how easy it was for him to get approved to work for both Uber and Lyft, despite simple Google searches revealing his role as a brutal military leader spanning decades during a time of civil war and deep divides in Somalia. Not surprisingly, he was granted entry into the U.S. through a marriage to a Somali-American woman who claimed to be a refugee fleeing war in Somalia. Could her name have been Ilhan Omar? Is that possible? Could this be Ilhan Omar's long-lost husband? Maybe it's her long-lost brother. I mean, this country's crazy, man. This country's lost its mind. And you wonder why people are angry. Who are born in this country, who've done nothing wrong, who've been law-abiding their whole lives. You want to take their guns away from them. You want to tax them to death. You want to kill them with Obamacare. Just bankrupt them with Obamacare. And you want to leave the border open and take their jobs away with illegals flowing in. And you wonder why people are mad. You wonder why we're all going to support Trump's sweeping new immigration plan. Our proposal, Trump said, is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. Secure the border. Trump's plan calls for infrastructure, a wall at 33 strategic locations, modernized ports of entry, and expediting immigration court proceedings and removal processes. The plan will create a self-sustaining border security trust fund generated from funds collected from border crossings. The president promised that asylum claims will be expedited, stating if you have a proper claim, you'll be quickly admitted. If you don't, you'll promptly be returned home. The administration also hopes to revamp the visa system to reward highly skilled immigrants, although the plan does not reduce the overall levels of legal immigration to the United States. More visas will be awarded to immigrants who are younger workers, have valuable skills, have an offer of employment, have advanced education, and earn higher wages. Great! Hear, hear! Bravo! Glory, hallelujah! Applicants will also be required to be financially self-sufficient, speak English, oh, that's great, music to my ears, and pass a civics exam. Trump described the new program as an easy-to-navigate points-based system. The new system is called Build America Visa. Trump said the proportion of visas that go to highly skilled immigrants will jump from 12% to 57%. Random selection is contrary to American values and blocks out many qualified potential immigrants from around the world. This will bring us in line with other countries and make us globally competitive. Isn't this wonderful? The plan was initially written by senior advisor Jared Kushner. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I underestimated you, Jared. I like you. And Stephen Miller, who I've always liked. I love Stephen Miller. Forget like. But the president insisted Thursday the plan belongs to him. Senior administrative officials told reporters last week the plan has 6 goals. Securing the border, protecting American wages, attracting and retaining the best and the brightest, unifying families, get labor in critical industries, and retaining United States humanitarian values. Liberals are just terrible people. Here's what a unnamed anonymous person told the Washington Post. He's in his own little world. He didn't give many details about what was in his plan, and there were a number of instances where people had to step in and answer questions because he couldn't. That's your only answer to what I think is glory hallelujah, the greatest plan I've ever heard in my life, in my lifetime. A plan to transform America's immigration system and focus on high-skilled workers. God bless Trump. And what's Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi's response? His proposed merit-based immigration plan is condescending. No, Nancy, you're condescending. Someone should put you and your husband in prison. You know how many crimes have been committed by you and your husband who have stolen taxpayer money with government contracts and government buildings and government leases? God knows how much insider trading you've been involved in. She's attacking his merit-based program as racist. Racist. Because he wants highly skilled people in the country. What does Nancy Pelosi want? She wants illiterate people, low-skilled people, dependent immigrants flooding into the U.S. because it's a huge voting bloc that will permanently entrench the Democratic Party. No, you're condescending, Nancy. She stuttered and slurred her words as she rattled off Democrat talking points about the U.S. being a nation of immigrants. Really? Is it a nation of immigrants that are losers? Is it a nation of immigrants that are murderers and rapists and child sex traffickers and drug traffickers who don't speak English, who have no skills? Sure, Democrats want that. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalpage.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root. This is War on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. And it's great to be back with you at a country I call Trump Land. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America forever, capitalist evangelist. What this country did for this SOB, I will never forget. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated and founded by the great Edward Stultz, who gave me my shot on radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, for having faith in me and syndicating me nationwide. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham's the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. That means it's publicly traded. That means it's a stock. And that means you should consider it, buying it, and owning it. And therefore, if it makes money, you make money. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free at any time, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. I got a caller. I'm going to get to him in just a second. I just wanted to prove to you, I've said again and again that the polls are frauds. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was talking on national TV, on Newsmax TV, and at the moment, and I mean at the moment that I was saying that Trump is unbeatable and Trump will win by an electoral landslide, in 2020 I had several people send me email saying, Wayne, it's so funny, underneath your face, Newsmax is running this little band of news, the ticker of news, and the ticker says Biden is beating Trump. So here, like, Biden's really going to beat Trump, right? CNN and MSNBC caught meddling in U.S. democracy. The bias is clearly to attack Bernie Sanders, the usual front runner, and prop up establishment hawk and hack Joe Creepy Biden. MSNBC, CNN was caught rigging a poll to censor out nearly everyone under the age of 45 years old. And they now claim Biden is in the lead. If you take out everybody under the age of 45, knowing that young people would vote for Bernie, they show that Biden's way ahead. But they didn't poll people under the age of 50. MSNBC was caught making up false numbers, increasing Biden from an actual 25% approval to a magical 28, just enough to edge out Bernie Sanders. But this is a fraud, deliberate journalistic malfeasance. How could this happen? MSNBC is the bastion of journalistic integrity, right? That hired exposed CIA mole Ken Dillion to feed its viewers propaganda about national security, and Comcast owns NBC. MSNBC also made hysterical, highly dangerous false claims about the Russians' ability and intention to shut down America's electrical grid, a completely false story that was retracted as soon as it went out by the Washington Post. So this is what is now substituted for real news. They make up the numbers in polls. They're trying to knock Bernie Sanders out. So I want to ask you something. If they were willing to do that to Bernie Sanders, they don't hate Bernie nearly as much as they hate Donald Trump. Nobody's ever even mentioned the word Sanders derangement syndrome, right? They all hate Trump. They're mentally ill in their hatred of Trump. What lengths do you think the media and MSNBC and CNN would go to make sure polls show that Trump loses to Biden? In that same poll, it's probably Trump winning by 20 points, but they change the metrics to make Biden win by 10 points and say, look, Trump's down by 10 points to Biden. Do you really believe that in a second, for a second? No. All right, let's grab Todd in Connecticut on line one. Todd, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind, Todd?
I cannot help but call all these Democrats leave. Because there's so many of them jumping on the dog, sucking blood out of the United States, running for president. They've got like 24, 25. What's it going to stop at? 30, 35, 40? It's disgusting. It should be limited to 5 people. We don't need all these crazy whack job nutcases running as Democrats and saying the same thing over and over and over. They're like robots. They're like, hit the play button. Blah, 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 blah.
Why do you think most of them, by the way, Todd, are at zero? And why do you think one of them has risen above the rest, this guy Pete Butthead from South Bend, Indiana? Because he's gay. Nobody knows what they believe in. There's a black one. Look, there's a gay one. Look, there's a lesbian one. Look, there's a woman. Look, there's an Indian. Oh, excuse me, that's Elizabeth Warren. She's a white woman posing as an Indian. It's just a joke. That's the only reason they like Pete Butthead, because he's gay. It's frightening. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is outlining his new immigration reform plan.
We are proposing an immigration plan that puts the jobs, wages, and safety of American workers first.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, the president says he wants to create a fair, modern, and lawful immigration system. The president also took a shot at Democrats.
Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly, lawless chaos.
The Missouri Senate is passing a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation passed in the Republican-led Senate by a 24-10 margin, but still needs another vote in the House of Representatives before it can make it to Governor Mike Parson's desk. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 215 points, the NASDAQ gained 76, and the S&P was up 25. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Don't forget every afternoon, or I should say every evening, depending on where you are in the country, but at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, it's Newsmax TV. My show, my national radio show, becomes a national TV show at 8 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, Spectrum, lots and lots of cable systems. And lots of satellite systems. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your local cable system, like Cox Cable here in Vegas, and demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root, and The Wayne Allen Root Show. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. All right. You know, I trust Breitbart probably more than any other website in the world. I trust Gateway Pundit a lot, a lot. But Breitbart, as far as getting the facts right, Gateway Pundit tells you great stories. But as far as doing research and understanding a policy, I'll take Breitbart over anybody in the world. Drudge is a great site, right? But they don't do any research. I don't think Gateway does research. I like Breitbart. So Breitbart has an article out about Trump's new America First immigration plan. I trust them more than anybody in the world. And so let's see what they say about it. They say President Trump delivered a major speech on Thursday detailing a new merit-based immigration plan for the U.S. and a stronger border enforcement mechanism. He said Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly lawless chaos. We're proposing an immigration plan that puts jobs, wages, and the safety of American workers first. Trump stressed the plan was not a plan developed by politicians, but by border enforcement professionals. Our proposal is pro-America, pro-immigrant, pro-worker. It's common sense. Trump said the current system allowed immigrants to come in at random, regardless of skill, allowing them to compete with Americans for entry-level jobs. We discriminate against genius. We discriminate against brilliance. We won't anymore once we get this passed. Trump's new proposal would favor a point-based system of immigration where youth income level and worker skills are given a priority. He said any immigrants coming to the U.S. would need to be financially sufficient, learn English, and pass a civics exam before they could come to America. Trump said, when we swear in new citizens, we do more than give them a permit. We give them a history, a heritage, a home, and a future of limitless possibilities and potential. He criticized the current system of allowing migrants without authentic asylum claims to go free in the country. Who could argue with any of this? Any Democrat. That's the answer. Because they're all bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartel. Unfortunately, legitimate asylum seekers are being displaced by those lodging frivolous claims, but he proposed a new system that would work to speed up the legal proceedings for legitimate claims. The plan would also put into place a self-sustained border security trust fund with proposed border fees. Isn't that what I recommended? I said, why aren't you charging to walk over the border? The president acknowledged his plan would face political opposition from Democrats, but urged Republicans to rally around the bill as the 2020 elections approached. If for some reason, possibly political, we can't get Democrats to approve this merit-based high-security plan, we'll get approved immediately after the election. We take back the House and keep the Senate and, of course, hold the presidency, he said, as supporters clapped and cheered. So great stuff. Nothing new, actually. Breitbart really didn't break any new ground with that. I'd love to hear something I hadn't heard from the Fox News report. But it sounds like it's a great, 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 great plan. We got our guest? All right, we got Theo Wold, Special Assistant to the President of the United States for Domestic Policy. Theo, you're on the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we got you on speaker. Could we get you off speaker? You're kind of echoing in there. Kind of hard for my audience to hear. So get on the regular line. So here's the deal, Theo. I've been talking for the last half hour, a whole first half hour of my national show on USA Radio, about President Trump's new plan for immigration and for securing the border and making sure the right kind of people come into the country. Now we're going to hear it from the horse's mouth. Theo is Special Assistant to the President for Domestic Policy. Theo, tell us about the plan. See if we've... Oh, we just disconnected him. Okay, we don't know how that happened, but we'll get him right back on the line. We'll keep him for the second segment, too, so we'll get as much as we can in. But in any case, sounds fantastic. And there's also a breaking report out that Trump is going to use the Insurrection Act to remove illegals. This comes from a website called The Right Scoop. And it says, actually, it says the Daily Caller has the goods on a report from a Trump administration official. Got him again? We're good? All right, Theo, we got you.
Yep, I'm here.
There you go. Sounds much better, too. So I said I've been talking for the last half hour, or the first half hour of my show, about Trump's new immigration plan. So I don't know if you can break new ground or just explain what's in it in a way that people can understand. But I think it's fabulous. Of course, it's not going to pass till after the 20 election. And even then, it will only pass if we take back the House and keep the Senate. But it's fantastic. It's what I've been waiting for my whole life. It's what I've been writing about in 12 books. This is my dream. Fabulous. Bravo. Congratulations. Glory. Hallelujah. Got enough adjectives for you?
That's perfect. That's what I'd like to hear. We've put a lot of work into making sure the president actually had a substantive plan that met his goals, which, as you know, two pieces to the plan, border security and a merit-based immigration reform. And I think one of the important things, that we all need to understand is right now our current immigration system effectively transfers the decision-making about immigration from America and American citizens to cartels, to traffickers, and to smugglers. And what the president wants to do instead is bring back some accountability in the system and ensure that we've got an actual immigration system that serves Americans, that serves American workers, and that's pro-immigrant and is also pro-border security.
Sounds great to me. Anything, any new broken ground in this thing? I mean, obviously, it's pretty simple stuff. We want to bring in talented people, skilled people, bright people, American-speaking people, people with jobs waiting, as opposed to people that are just from cradle to grave dependent on American taxpayers to give them welfare and food stamps. Is that about sum it up?
Yeah, I think that does, but I would say, as you know, it's sad, but that all of that, what you just described, is incredibly novel. That's never been attempted before by any of the other past efforts at, quote, immigration reform, end quote, right? I mean, they usually sell us the same garbage year after year of these giant monstrosities that take, regurgitated ideas and try to put a new label on them. Instead, what we've done under the president's direction, and as you know, the president's got a really strong appetite for unconventional approaches to policy. So he asked us to come up with a really creative, bold approach to both border security so that we can move beyond just slogans, right? I mean, border security for a lot of Republicans, for a lot of conservatives, is just a slogan, but we want actual substantive details, the legal reforms, the operational reforms, and then, of course, the structural reforms so that the bureaucrats in the Department of Homeland Security and throughout the administration actually do their jobs. And then on the merit-based side, a lot of people talk about merit systems, but they're not really able to say what that would look like or how we would actually operate it so it works for our economy, which, as you know, is incredibly complex and very dynamic, and for our culture. And one of the things that we do that I think is pretty novel is that we put a lot of onus on the immigrant applicant. Demonstrate your commitment to our culture. Demonstrate that you share in our common language and that you want to strengthen our national unity, that you actually love America and that you want to contribute from day one. All of that, I would say, is breaking new ground. That's all novel.
All right, so I've written extensively, and I always send all of my articles to the White House, to President Trump, and I've got several friends who know him well and hand it to President Trump. I always said, in New York, where I come from, originally, I live in Vegas now, but I come from New York City and the New York metropolitan area, and we have these monstrous fees just to take a bridge, just to get on a parkway. You might have to pay $10, $12, $15. The Verrazano Bridge in Staten Island is like $19 to just get on a bridge in the middle of New York, just to get to work, $19 every time you use the bridge. So I said, why don't we do that at the border? Why aren't we charging people? So I've seen in a write-up of this new policy by President Trump, something about a trust fund built with border fees. Is that the new program you're moving to charge people to go over the border?
Yeah, so when I said earlier we've got to confront some of the operational realities that we have, now that we're in government, we know that the ivory tower sort of academic approach to the law enforcement and national security interests that we have to fulfill, that ivory tower approach won't work. And so one of the things that we discovered in the shutdown crisis was Democrats love to play politics with money. They love to keep the funds that are necessary for our law enforcement officials, our adjudicators, and our administrators. They love to keep that money away from them. So what we need to do is to create a self-sustaining renewable fund that will go to things like securing the border. And more importantly, will go to ensuring that we've got 100% inspection of the goods and the people coming into the country. Right now, I mean, if I could give you the number, it's classified, but if I could tell you the actual percentage and your listeners how little of the goods, the parcels, the packages, the maritime cargo that we inspect coming into the country every day, you'd be horrified. Most people would be shocked. And I think one of the things we're looking to do with this money is modernize our ports of entry and our inspection facilities, ensure that we're intercepting the drugs, the crystal meth, the fentanyl, and the contraband, the counterfeit goods that are coming in. And as you know, a lot of the counterfeit goods are things like, fake pharmaceuticals that are produced in China that affect our seniors and a lot of our vulnerable people. So, one of the great parts about this is people who want, to ensure that the private sector is getting the money it needs in global trade and remaining competitive, this helps them too. We can facilitate faster trade by expediting the inspection. So this is one of those win-win that ultimately fulfills the president's mandate that we're doing border security, but also that we're protecting Americans and American communities.
All right, great job. Man after my own heart, thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Theo Wold, Special Assistant to the President of the United States for Domestic Policy. Please tell President Trump, Wayne Allyn Root says, all of us thank him for what he's done. Thank you, Theo.
We'll pass it along. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You hear the music. It means we're going to a break when we get back. And by the way, don't go somewhere when we go to a break. These are the advertisers who make this show possible. They sign the front of the check, and they are friends of conservatism and fans of Wayne Root, and they make this show possible. So listen to it. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital, just like I did when I had kidney stones back in January and early February. Guess what I did? I chose my doctor, and I chose my hospital. Thank God for America. Thank God for capitalism. Thank God for free markets. Thank God for Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I got to choose my doctor. I got to choose my hospital. And they paid for the entire surgery. They negotiated with the hospital, and they paid for the entire surgery minus my $2,500 deductible. That's the only thing I was responsible for. And you'd be responsible for the exact same thing if you're with a major health insurance company like Aetna I used to be with, except there I had a $10,000 deductible. So I would have had a $10,000 bill instead of a $2,500 bill, but that's just the deductible. Then I guarantee you, based on my past experiences with Aetna, I would have gotten stuck with a tremendous amount of the rest of the bill as well. They never paid for anything for $2,000 a month once Obamacare went into effect. Total disaster, Obamacare. Disaster. And so I went with the Christian Health Sharing Plan at Liberty Health Share, and now I save $18,000 a year on premiums. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000, and they did such a great job handling my kidney stone surgery. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God for Liberty Health Share. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost in loving it. That's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. All right, let's grab a call. We've got one from Kevin in Long Island, New York. Oh, man, that brings me back to my old home days. I used to date all kinds of girls from CW Post. Are you near CW Post University, Kevin?
No, I'm in East Hampton, but I know CW Post. It's a great place.
You're in East Hampton. Ah, so you're getting WJJF, the new London station that broadcasts right across the whole Long Island Sound to Suffolk area. That's where you're getting it, right?
Absolutely correct.
All right, so what's on your mind today, Kevin?
I just want to say good work, young man. I like what you do. Anyway, don't be fooled by the Democratic duck blind. It's just, you know, Joe Biden, we all know he's not going to make it. But Donald Trump, and he's King Kong. and the Democratic Party are the villagers. Joe Biden is the chief, and he's going to sacrifice the woman, Michelle Obama, who subdues the beast, and we're all going to end up back in New York City stomping on Mario de Blasio and the Green New Deal and, you know, the greatest president ever.
Trump is, that is for sure. Trump is. All right, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. We get so many calls now. I think my two flagships in America, certainly Las Vegas is one flagship, which is KBET, 790 AM. And the other one has got to be all my Connecticut stations, led by WJJF. But now we've got four new stations in the Hartford area. We keep getting calls from Connecticut. Those are our two big ones on the East Coast and the West Coast. And then in between, of course, we got San Antonio and Dallas and lots of other places around the country. I think St. Louis. But on the East and West Coast, that's where all the callers come in. Seems to be like New Yorkers and Connecticut people and Las Vegas people, a lot of whom are New Yorkers as well, kind of dig New Yorker Wayne Allyn Root, you know? I think that's the key to my success in those two stations is that so many people in Vegas are from New York, so many people in Connecticut are from New York, and New York is no different than when I grew up in many ways, but it's very different in many ways. When I grew up, everybody was like me. Now New York is nothing but foreigners, right? But all the people who are like me, born in the United States of America, raised on the tough streets of New York, those people tend to be conservative Republicans. They tend to be like Donald Trump, Bill O'Reilly, and Wayne Root as an example. But, you know, you get a state suddenly filled, overrun by foreigners. Same thing with California. When I got to California, I moved from New York to California in 1989. And California was a very conservative Republican state. And I believe at that moment I moved in, Pete Wilson was the governor, and he remained the governor, was reelected as governor, and it was a very Republican state. And little by little, the illegals came in, and the foreigners came in, and they overran the state. Now it's the most Democrat state, and right up there with number two is New York. What's the difference between then and now? When I was born in New York, it was mostly Republican. When I got to California, it was mostly Republican. Both states got overrun with foreigners. And there's nothing wrong with a foreigner. Don't lump me into the group of people who go, oh, Republicans hate foreigners. No, I hate foreigners who don't love America, who don't speak English, who are on welfare and food stamps, who expect their kids to go to school for free and get free meals at school and get free medical. That's what I hate. I don't like people that take advantage of America. I don't like people that take advantage of taxpayers. You have no right. See, you have a right to come here, but you don't have a right to come here and mooch off of the taxpayers. You have no right to come here and say, I made my decision. I wanted to go to America. I have a right to come in. Yeah? Do you have a job waiting? Did you read the Constitution? Do you believe in the Constitution? Can you pass a civics exam? Do you speak English? What do you know about America? What do you know about Judeo-Christian values? What do you know about American exceptionalism? What do you know about capitalism? If you don't know those things, you don't have a right to come to America. You have no right to... It's like saying I have a right to move into Wayne's house. And then once I move in, as a total stranger, for the rest of my life, Wayne's responsible for paying my bills. That's what these people are all saying. They want to come here, and they want us, the taxpayers, to pay for the decision to come here. And you know what? That's not cool.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey.